请弟兄姊妹，我们翻到约翰福音第九章。
But sisters, let's turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 9.
我读几处的圣经。
We'll read a few verses.
头一处约翰福音第九章第二十五节。
First John chapter 9, verse 25.
他说他是个罪人，不是，我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
He then answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see.
这是那位生来瞎眼的，耶稣医治他眼睛以后。
This is the man who was born blind after the Lord Jesus healed his vision.
他对法利赛人所说了一句话。
And this is what he replied to the Pharisees.
有一件事情我知道。
There is one thing I do know.
从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
That though I was blind, now I see.
我们在第二次读路加福音第十章。
Let us turn now to Luke chapter 10.
三十八节到四十二节。
Verses 38 to 42.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home.
她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word.
马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？”请吩咐他来帮助我。
But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择上好了福分，是不能躲去的。
But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
在这里提到说有一件事情。
This here also speaks of there is only one thing.
是不可少的。
That cannot be, that is necessary.
玛利亚已经选择这个上好的福分是不能被躲去的。
For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
第三处读腓立比书第三章。
Now turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章十三节、十四节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得奖赏。
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
在这里保罗也说到他有一只有一件事。
Here Paul also says he only has one thing.
就是忘记背后努力面前。
Forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得奖赏。
Pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
再翻到彼得后书。
Let's now turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章。
Chapter
3. 第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得在这里也说到说有一件事情是不可忘记的。
Here Peter also mentions something, there's only one thing that must not be forgotten.
从第八节读到十四节。
Read from verse 8 through 14.
亲爱弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声会去，有行止的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
确切地仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都要被烈火消化、融化。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat.
但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。
But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
亲爱弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤使自己没有玷污、无可指责、安然建筑。
Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless.
彼得在这里讲说，有一件事我们不可忘记。
Here Peter tells us that there is one thing that we shouldn't forget.
就是关系到主的应许他再来的这一件事情。
The Lord's will and his eventual return.
好，我们再翻到诗篇27篇。
Let's also now turn to Psalm chapter 27.
诗篇27篇第4节。
Psalm 27 verse 4.
在这里我们看见作诗的大卫，他心中也只有一件事情。
Here we see our hymn writer David, in his heart there's also only one thing.
诗篇27篇第4节。
Psalm chapter 27 verse 4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华殿中，瞻仰他荣美，在他殿里求问。
One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
这件事情大卫曾经求过，但是他仍然要继续寻求。
This is something that David has asked for before, but he continues to seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华殿中。
That all the days of his life he would dwell in the house of the Lord.
瞻仰他荣美。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
在他殿里求问。
And to meditate in his temple.
我们最后看诗篇73篇。
Finally, let's turn to Psalm 73.
诗篇73篇第1节。
Psalm 73 verse 1.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
25节。
Verse 25.
除你以外在天上我有谁呢? 除你以外在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Whom have I in heaven but you, and besides you I desire nothing on earth.
好，我们圣经就停到这里，请我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Now this concludes our Bible reading for now. Let's bow our heads for a simple prayer.
主，我们感谢你在这个新的年日，我们能一同在一次聚在你面前。
Lord, we thank you that once again in this new year we can gather together before you.
我们感谢你为了过去一年，你是这样用恩典的手来带领来保守我们经过。
Oh Lord, we thank you that for this past year you have been gracious to lead us through the year.
在我们经过道路上，你的恩典常常成为我们的宝贝，成为我们的经历。
Lord, we thank you that that your grace has been our experience over the past year.
但是在新的年日里面，我们一同仰望在主的手中。
And in this new year, we lift up into your hands as well.
但在新的年日里面，你更多的恩待你的教会。
And in this new year, you would be even more gracious to your church.
好像我们在新的年日里面，更多的认识、来经历主耶稣基督，实在是我们的生命，是我们的一切。
That we may experience that the Lord Jesus truly is our life and our all.
好像我们感谢心更多增加。
And that the thankfulness in our hearts would increase.
好像我们在新的年日里面，也更多知道把自己献给你。
And that in this new year, we would also be able to learn how to offer ourselves up more to you.
这样你心满意足,
that your heart may be satisfied.
因此早晨我们一同来到面前的时候,
that when we all gather together before you,
求你的那借着圣灵来向我们说话,
we ask that you would speak to us through your spirit.
让我们这些蒙恩的儿女常常在你的面前能够听见你的声音,
that all of us who are saved by grace would be able to hear your voice.
常常听见你的话,
to hear your words.
你的话也常常在我们里面来做成你的工作。
That your words would be hidden in us to accomplish your work.
你的话也能够做成你所要做的工作在我们身上。
That your words would work in our lives.
我们感谢你，我们是你手中的工作。
We thank you for we are your workmanship.
但在新的年日里面,
and that we ask that in this new year that you would continue to be gracious to your church.
让我们更多渴慕, 更多地认定你自己,
that we may desire more of you.
我们愿意一同等候在你面前,
we all wait together before you. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢主又是一个新的日新的年新年开始
We truly thank the Lord that once again this is the start of a new year.
今天不仅是新年的第一日今天更是主日一年的第一个主日
Not only is this the first day of the new year it's also the first Sunday.
我们在巴不得我们在神面前有一颗心愿愿意更多认识追求他
And we thank the Lord that we all have this heart to gather together to seek Him.
我想每当我们在一个新的年日一开头的时候，我们常常可能有这样一个感觉。
We often feel that at the beginning of the year, we always have this feeling.
时间实在很快速的就这样过去一年了。
That time is passing quickly, and another year has already gone by.
耶伯记在那里有句话说,
Job has this saying.
他说我的日子比说更快。
Since my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle.
以前我们小时候常常在写作文的说，光阴，光阴如，事件如灰而去。光阴，事件就像箭，弓那个。
The days are swift as an arrow.
如灰而去。
And it passes by just as quickly.
但是耶伯记告诉我们说，我们日子就像说，就是那个太空说了，更快的过去。
But Job says, "My days are swifter than a weaver shuttle, kind of like the space shuttle."
我想快快过去还无所谓。I
feel that even if it passes quickly, it's not so bad.
他底下更告诉我们说，都消耗在无指望的中间。But
Job continues to say, and come to an end without hope.
许多的时间都是消耗在那些无指望的事物当中。
A lot of our time is spent on those things that end without hope.
我们看见今天在忙碌的生活里面，我们看见时间，我们许多时间都浪费在那些无指望的许多事情的当中。
And our days are so busy, filled with things that we waste our time on these things
that end without hope. 所以摩西也在他九十篇的诗篇里面这样告诉我们。
Moses also writes in Psalm chapter 90.
他说我们度尽了年岁，好像一声叹息。
We have finished our years like a sigh.
什么是叹息呢？
What is a sigh?
叹息就是好像有无可奈何的一个感觉。
A sigh is a feeling of
所以他在那里就祷告神说，
So he prays to the Lord saying,
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的年日。
Help us to make the most of our time.
好，叫我得着智慧的心。得着智慧的心。
That we may have a heart of wisdom.
叫我们有智慧，知道如何来过地上的年日。
So we may know how to live our lives here on earth.
所以同样，保罗在以弗所，在那里告诉我们。
So Paul also tells us.
他说我们要像一个智慧人。
We should be wise.
要爱惜光阴。
To make the most of our time.
因为现今的世代邪恶,
because the days are evil.
他说爱惜光阴，爱惜光，爱惜呢，原文应该是说赎回光阴。
It says making the most of your time. Originally, it should say redeem the time.
因为许多世界日子呢，我们需要付上代价把它买赎回来。
Because a lot of the time here on earth, we have to pay a great price to redeem it.
因为这个世代往这个邪恶的世代要叫我们浪费许多时间在那个无指望的许多事物当中。
Because this world is in control of the evil one, and he makes us waste a lot of our time.
所以以弗所书第二章那里告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 2 tells us.
他说从前我们活在世上是没有指望的。
We used to live in the world without hope.
因为没有神。
Because we didn't have God. 所以当我们还没有信主之前，我们许多年日都在没有神的这个光景底下消耗掉了。 So a lot of our time we spent without the Lord, and we were wasting the time here on earth.
但是感谢神, 我们今天蒙恩得救了。
But we thank the Lord that today we are saved by grace. We are now a people filled with hope. Because the Lord Jesus is our glorious hope. So today as we live, we should spend our lives in this hope. With this glorious hope, we should live our days on earth.
我们感谢神，我们今天怎样在这个荣耀盼望里面来过我们的生活呢？
So how should we live in this glorious hope?
什么事情是成我们今天生活当中最重要的一件事情？
So what is the most important thing in our lives today?
它是一个活在有指望的人，有指望生活当中呢？
That we could live this life of hope.
我们刚刚读到诗篇73篇那里告诉我们。
We just read Psalm 73.
第二十五节，我们可以来用这一节话来说明怎样过一个有指望的一个生活。
Psalm 73 verse 25 we can use to tell us how we should live our lives.
除你以外在天上我有谁呢?
The hymn writer writes, Whom have I in heaven but you?
除你以外在地上我也没有什么可爱慕了。
And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
所以在地上我没有什么可爱慕的除了主耶稣基督以外。
So here on earth, we have nothing else that we should desire except our Lord Jesus.
这是一件极其重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
73篇第一节一开头告诉我们说,
Psalm 73 verse 1
说到一个清新的人,
that someone who is pure in heart.
他说神在恩待这样一些清新的人,
Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are
什么是一个清新的人呢?
Pure in heart. Who is someone who is pure in heart?
清新的人就是他心中除了主以外没有其他爱慕。
Someone who is pure in heart means that apart from the Lord Jesus, they have nothing else in their heart.
在他心中所想望的就是主自己，只有神自己。
All that they desire in their heart is the Lord himself.
第一节总是说神是恩待以色列那些清新的人。
Psalm 73 says, Surely God is gracious to those who are pure in heart.
原文应该是说，神是对以色列人来说，神是良善的。
Really, it's translated like, as it is in English that surely God is good to Israel.
对那些清新的人来说，神是good，神是良善的。
Those who are pure in heart, God is good.
他心中所要的、所追求就是良善。So
what he seeks in his heart is good.
什么是良善呢?
What is good?
有一个人曾经问主耶稣说：“良善的夫子啊！”
There was a man who once came to Lord Jesus and said,
我当做什么才能承受永生?
Good teacher, what should I do to have eternal life?
主耶稣回答说：“除神一位以外，没有良善的。”
The Lord Jesus replied to him, apart from God So what is good? Apart from God, there is nothing that is good. So today people chase after many things in the world. What are these things? A lot of people seek the truth. So what is the truth? Only God is
true.
So when we live our lives today, do we have this attitude?
今天我们刚刚我们说一年开始的时候，人见面的时候新年快乐。
When we first gathered, we said today Happy New Year.
新年怎么能够快乐呢?
How can this new year be happy?
今天地上没有真正的快乐。
There's no real happiness here.
除非在每一件事情上神在其中。
Unless the Lord is there in it.
良善的神在其中，我们才能对人说新年快乐。
Only if the good Lord is in the new year, can we say happy new year?
我们感谢神这一件事情成为那些清新人心中唯一的一件事情。
So this is something for those who are pure in heart.
这一件事情成为那个清新的人他们人生的一个目标。
That this is the goal of someone who is pure in heart.
神是良善的。
That God is good.
神对我们是真是良善的。
God is truly good to us.
所以在我们地上的年日除他以外没有其他所爱慕的。
So that apart from him, there's nothing else in this earth that we desire.
我们刚刚读到五处的圣经，那里每一个地方都讲到，也有只有一件事情。
So we've just read these five verses, and they all have this one thing.
一件事情都应该包含在诗篇73篇第25节这一件事情里面。
And this one thing can be wrapped up in Psalm 73 verse 25.
都是说诗篇73篇25节包括那刚提过其所有每一个一件事情。
So Psalm 73:25 encompasses all of these one things.
因为这一件事情支配我们的生活。
Because these verses cover our entire lives.
因着人有这一件事情, 他在地上做许多事情的时候,
so if someone would have this one thing, whatever they do in this world,
的确我们在地上需要许多做许多事情,
because we all need to do various things.
但是什么事情来支配控制我们做那许多事情呢?
But what controls us when we do all these things?
我们做那些事情的态度，我们的态度如何做？如何怎样去做呢？
So what is our attitude and how we do?
都是根据这件事情.
They're all reliant on this one thing.
所以我们看见 圣经我们读了那几处一件事情的时候，我们都说就是根据诗篇二十五节这里所带出来的每一个一件事情。
So these other places that mention this one thing, they're all represented in Psalm 73 verse 25.
所以早晨我愿意从这五处所读的圣经，我们看见到底那件事情在我们生活上是怎样一件事情呢？
So today we will share what this one thing is. And how it relates.
头一个就是约翰福音第九章我们所读的那一句话。
So first, it is John chapter 9 verse 25.
那个圣来瞎眼的再来说一句话，有一件事情我是知道的。
The blind man said, one thing I do know.
从前我是眼瞎的，如今我看见了。
That though I was blind, now I see.
我们知道约翰福音第八章第九章都是讲到主耶稣他是世上的光。
You know that John chapter 8 and 9 talk about the Lord Jesus as the light of the world.
John chapter 8
tells us that this light of the world tells us that we are a sinner. When the adulterous woman was brought before Lord Jesus by the Pharisees,
他们对耶稣说，按着摩西的律法，摩西的律法，跟我们把这样的用石头打死他。
The Pharisees said to the Lord, according to Moses' law, we should take stones and stone this woman.
那你说该怎么样办呢?
So what do you say we should do?
主耶稣怎么回答他们?
How does the Lord Jesus reply to them?
主耶稣没有回答他们, 然后他先用指头在地上画字。
The Lord Jesus didn't immediately reply to them, but he took his finger and wrote in the dirt. And the Pharisees continued to ask him.
那主耶稣就对他们说了一句话。
And the Lord Jesus said to them one,
你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打死他。
He said, whoever among you is without sin, let him be the first one to cast stone.
当他们听见这句话以后，从老到少，一个一个都出去了。
So when they heard this, the Pharisees from the oldest to the youngest left.
为什么他们一个一个都离开了呢?
Why did they all leave?
因为这个世界光照在他们里面。
Because the light of the world shine upon them.
让他们看见原来他们也是一个罪人。
That they saw that they themselves were also sinners.
第九章讲到世界的光。
John chapter 9 also speaks of the light of the world.
乃是让我们看见耶稣是神的儿子。
It lets us see that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
所以当这个瞎眼得医治后来他再一次遇见耶稣的时候。
So when this blind man, when he first met the Lord Jesus,
耶稣问他说，你相信神的儿子吗？
He said, do you believe that I am the Son of God?
他回答说，谁是神的儿子，叫我相信他呢？
Who is the Son of God that I would believe in him?
耶稣跟他说，你已经看见他，和你说话就是他。
He said, you have already seen him. Who is speaking to you is he.
他在说，主啊，我信。
And then the blind man said, Lord, I believe.
所以约翰福音第九章，这个世界光乃是让我们看见。 耶稣他是神的儿子。
So John chapter 9 tells us that the light of the world lets us see that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
而这位圣来瞎眼的主耶稣那一天用吐沫跟泥抹在他眼睛上，加去洗了池一洗，他就得看见了。
So the Lord Jesus spit in the dirt and rubbed the mud in his eyes and told him to wash his eyes.
后来怀善就来找他。
Later on, the Pharisees came to
him. 要问他说你怎么得医治呢？
And they asked him, how are you healed?
怀善对这个得医治人说，他不是从神来，他不守安息日。
And the Pharisee said to him, he is not from God because he doesn't keep the Sabbath.
然后他们得不到一个结论，然后就找他父母来问，说你这个儿子是怎么得医治的？
When they couldn't get a satisfactory answer out of him, they asked the man's parents, how was your son healed?
他们父母因为怕犹太人，就说他已经长大了，你自己去问他吧。
So his parents, fearing the Jews, said, he's already a grown man, why don't you go ask him?
然后怀善又来问他说,
So So the Pharisees came back to the blind man
and asked.
So the Pharisees said to the blind man, we know that this man is a sinner. But the blind man said to the Pharisees,
他是个罪人, 不是,
whether he's a sinner, I do not know.
但是有一件事情是我知道的,
there's one thing I do know.
从前我是眼瞎的,
that though I was blind,
如今我能看见了,
now I see.
不管你们怎么样去讲论耶稣, 他是个好人也好, 他是个坏人也好,
however you speak of Jesus, whether he's a good man or a bad man,
他不是从神来的也好,
whether or not he's from God,
好像他在不守, 他当然不是守安息日, 犯了律法,
whether or not he keeps the Sabbath or violates the law,
这些我都不知道,
I don't know any of these things.
但是在我身上有一件事情是很确定是我所知道的,
but there's one thing that I am very certain of.
从前我是一个眼瞎的人,
before I was blind,
现在我已经得了医治,
now I can see.
他对主耶稣认识非常有限,
he knows very little of the Lord Jesus.
不管这些周围怀善怎么去讲论耶稣,
whatever the Pharisees said about the Lord,
我不清楚,
I'm not very clear.
我不知道他是怎样一种人,
I don't know what kind of man he is.
但是在我身上有一件事情是很确定的,
but for myself, there's only one thing that
他在我身上行了一件神迹,
he worked a miracle in my life.
这件事情是我很确定有把握的,
this is something that I'm very sure of.
从前我是一个眼瞎的,
before I was blind,
现在我已经能够看见了,
now I can see.
这是我一个经历,
this is my experience.
用什么这个故事是说到什么呢?
What does this story tell us?
就是说到我们一个得救的一个经历,
this tells us of our salvation experience.
So
when we were born, we were born into sin.
我们生来都是一个瞎眼的人,
we were all blind.
我们里面的眼睛瞎了,
our eyes were blind.
So, 我们看不见神,
so we couldn't see the Lord.
我们也不认识神,
and we didn't know the Lord.
我们更不知道有什么,有一些属灵的事情,
and we didn't understand any of these spiritual things.
当人传向传福音的时候,
when someone preached the gospel to
我们听不进去,
us, we can't, 我们觉得这些实在太不实在了,
是很虚的一种,一些东西,
these things were too unreal.
神看不见也摸不着,
we can't see or feel the Lord.
人跟我们讲到有永远有第一天堂的事情, 我们觉得信不来,
when they talk about eternity and heaven and hell, we can't believe it.
这是我们从前没有得救的光景,
this is what our experience was like
before.
But one day, the Lord's grace came upon us.
我们得救了,
we were saved.
我们里面眼睛被打开了,
so the eyes within us were opened.
我们能够看见神的事情,
we could see the Lord himself.
我们好像也可以摸到神的事情,
and we can touch the Lord.
我们知道有些属灵的事情对我们来说是很真实的,
so all these spiritual things suddenly become very real.
我们生命对神是有感觉的,
we can feel the Lord within us.
从前我们读圣经的时候读不下去,
when we used to read the Bible, we couldn't really understand
许多话和我们好像格格不合,
a lot of these things didn't seem to agree with us.
但是当蒙恩得救以后,
but after we became saved,
我们在读起圣经的时候好像感觉不一样了,
when we read the Bible, our feelings
totally different.
The thing that we couldn't receive before, now
用什么我们是不是有这些经历呢?
Brothers and sisters, do we have this experience?
这些主观的经历别人可能不知道,
these spiritual truths other people may not be able to
但是我们确认知道,
understand.
但是我们确认知道,
but we know.
我们得救了别人可能不清楚, 我们得救了可能别人不知道,
whether or not we're saved, other people may not be very clear.
但是我们得救以后我们知道我们已经得救了,
but when we become saved, we know.
我们里面的眼睛被打开了,
our eyes within have been opened.
我们有把握说, 从前我是眼瞎, 如今我能看见了,
we have the surety to say, before I was blind, now I can see.
所以弟兄姊妹,当我们一年开始的时候,我们实在要确定一件事情,
so at this new year, we have to be very certain of this one thing.
确定我们是一个重生得救的人,
we have to be certain that we are truly saved.
我们能够像这位瞎眼得医的说, 有一件事情我是知道的,
we have to be like this blind man saying, there's one thing I know.
也许我们对主的认识还是非常有限,
maybe we still know very little of our
我们对许多真理对属灵事情我们认识经验还是非常有限,
maybe our experience with these truths and teachings may be
但是在我们身上有一件事情我们却很有把握很确定地说,
but there's one thing that we should be very certain of and have the surety to say.
我眼睛能够看见了,
I can see.
我今天能够看见神的自己,
today I can see the Lord.
这是一个奇妙的改变,
this is a very amazing transformation. Do we all have this faith and this assurance to say, today I'm saved?
我能够看见神自己,
today I can see the Lord.
对一些属灵事情, 我能够摸得着, 我能够看得见,
so for these spiritual things, I can touch and feel.
若是我们今天还没有这样的信心的话,
if we don't have this assurance, perhaps we may not be saved today.
就肉身来说,
according to the flesh, according to the physical,
一个眼睛瞎的人, 医生医好了他, 将他能看见,
for someone to be blind their whole life and suddenly be able to see,
他能够说我这样看不见外面的世界吗?
Can he say, I can't see the world outside?
我想在肉身上, 这是一个真实的事情。
In the flesh, this is a very real
experience.
But in the spiritual realm, it should be even more.
Real.
If we are saved, we would know. But we would have this assurance.
弟兄姊妹，今天有时候许多所认为说他已经信了耶稣的人。
Today, there are a lot of people that say they've already believed in the Lord. And we asked him, have you been saved? They may feel reluctant to say for sure. As if to say they're not really sure if they're saved or not.
弟兄姊妹，若是一个重生得救的人，他能够像这个生了瞎人。 说我有件事情是我知道的,
if you're truly saved, you should be like this blind man and say, there's one thing I know for sure.
因为从前我是一个眼瞎,
that though I was blind, now I can see.
我们可以不知道我们是怎样得救的,
we may not know how we were saved.
我们可以知道不知道什么时候我是才真正得救,
or we may not know exactly when we were saved.
正如我们诗歌 431首在那里告诉我们,
in our hymn book, hymn number 431, it tells us,
作诗人在来说,
the hymn writer writes this,
我真不知道救我的信是如何进到我的心,
I know not how this saving faith,
我也不知道我一信就得了一个信心,
to me he did impart, or how believing in his word,
我们可以不知道如何我是如何信的主,
brought peace within my heart. I don't know how I came to believe in the Lord. And I don't know how this faith entered into my heart. But now that I have this faith, I know I can say. Because this is something I didn't have before. Now that I've received it. I'm completely different from what I was before.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有这样的信心的话，我们就知道我们是一个得救的人。
So if we have this faith, we know that we are.
虽然我不知道我是怎样的得救法,
though we may not understand how we were saved.
但是当这个生命进到里面来，我知道我已经得救了。
But when this new life came into me, I know that I am saved.
就如在约翰福音第三章，主耶稣和尼哥底母在讲论重生的时候,
in John chapter 3, when the Lord is speaking to Nicodemus.
主耶稣对尼哥底母说, 你们必须要重生, 若不重生的话, 就不能进神的国。
He says, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥母听见说, 人老, 对主耶稣说, 人老了, 怎么能够再生出来呢?
Nicodemus says to the Lord, when a man is grown, how can he be born again?
主耶稣继续对他说, 人若不从圣灵和水生来, 就不能进神的国。
And Lord Jesus said, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into
the kingdom.
That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again.
因为尼哥底母在那边对重生这件事情，他觉得非常稀奇，不容易明白。
Nicodemus was amazed at this thing born again. He couldn't really understand it.
所以说继续对他说，风随着自己意思吹。
The Lord Jesus continued to say to him, the wind blows where it wishes.
你们听见风的响声，却不知道它从哪里来，往哪里去。
And you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from and where it's going.
这是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是圣灵的风在那吹，叫人怎么样得救，是人是不知道的。
The Spirit it's like the wind blowing and calling people to be saved, but we don't know, we don't understand it.
圣灵在我们身上怎样做工叫我们得救，我们不能够不太能够明白这件事情。
How the Spirit works in our lives to cause us to be saved, we may not be able to understand.
但是当圣灵风吹到我身上的时候，我是有感觉的，是我知道的。
But when the wind of the Spirit blows into my life, I can feel it.
虽然我不知道这个风是从哪里来，又往哪里去，我不知道。
Though I may not understand where this wind is coming from or where it's going.
当这个风吹到我身上的时候，我知道的。But
when this wind blows onto me, I know it.
因为当这个风圣灵吹到我身上的时候，我活了，我得救了。Because
when this spirit of wind, the wind of the Spirit blows into my life, I become alive.
以西结，神在爱对以西结，先知以西结说。
In Ezekiel, the Lord is speaking to the prophet Ezekiel.
他说你要说预言，你说气息要吹到那些被杀的人身上。He
said he must prophesy, saying that breathe on the slain.
他们就要活了。And
they will come to life.
所以以西结就在说预言，说气息就吹在骸骨身上，骸骨就活过来了。So
Ezekiel prophesied, saying, breathe the spirit onto these bones and they will come to life.
我们得救之前，我们就像那死的枯骨、骸骨，是没有生命的人。
Before we became saved, we were like these dry bones.
但是当有一天圣灵吹在我们身上的时候，我们活过来了。
But one day the Spirit will breathe into our lives and we will come to life.
使得生命进到我们里面来了。
The life of the Lord entered into us.
我们有生命的感觉。
And we can feel the Spirit.
我们对属灵事情有了反应。
We have this reaction to spiritual things. This is a very critical experience.
别人可能不知道我们的经历是有这样的主观的经历。
Other people may not have this experience.
他们也不明白这些事情。
They may not understand these things.
但是我们若是有这些经历的话，我们明白怎么一回事。
But we have this experience, we can understand.
我们知道我们已经活过来了，我们是一个蒙恩得救的人了。
We know that we have come to life and we are saved people.
所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情我们是每一个人需要很确定的。
So brothers and sisters, this is something that everyone should be very sure about.
Because
if we're not sure about this, then we will not be able to live
a spiritual life.
And in this new year, we will not be able to continue in our spiritual journey.
所以弟兄姊妹，这件事情我们能够要先有把握。
So for this one thing, we should have assurance.
知道我是一个蒙恩的人。
To know that we are saved.
知道我已经蒙恩得救了,
to know that we have already received salvation. And the life of the Lord has entered into
us.
And maybe the years that we have known the Lord is very
short.
And maybe I may not understand the Bible very clearly. It may have some doubt
though.
These things need time.
但是得救这件事情我们却不能疑惑。
But this salvation, we should not neglect. We have to be very certain that I am saved. Before I was blind, now I can see. This should be very true in me. Because this is my experience. This is the very first experience of our spiritual lives.
然后第二个一件事情是什么呢?
And what is the second thing?
就是我们刚读到在路加福音第十章那里所告诉我们的。
It says in Luke chapter 10.
主耶稣对马大说有一件事情是不可少的。 第十章,
chapter 10, verse 42. There's only one thing that is necessary.
什么事情是我们不可少的?
So what is this thing that is necessary?
We
know that the Lord entered into this home in Bethany. This home had two sisters and a brother, Lazarus. And this is a family that loved the Lord. And the Lord loved this family as well. That day when the Lord entered into this home, they received the Lord.
这个做姐姐的马大，她就在忙忙碌碌做许多事情，要服侍主。
The older sister, Martha, was busy trying to serve the Lord.
当她在忙乱的服侍当中的时候，她心里就忙乱起来了。
And because she was so busy, her heart became Because she saw her younger sister sitting at the feet of the Lord, listening to him.
他当然为许多事情忧虑的时候呢，他就吩咐主耶稣说：“你留下我一个人，我妹子留下我一个人伺候你，不在意吗？”
So when Martha became so busy, she came to the Lord. Why is Mary, you know, leaving me to do all the work?
请吩咐她来帮助我。
Please ask her to help me.
当她对主耶稣这样讲话的时候，主耶稣不仅没有安慰她。
When Martha said this to the Lord, not only did the Lord not comfort her,
也没有再鼓励她。
He didn't encourage her either.
主耶稣反而对她说：“马大，马大。”
Instead, the Lord said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things."
但是有一件事情是不可缺少的。
But only one thing is necessary.
我想马大实在是一个非常好的一个姊妹。
I'm sure that Martha is a very good sister.
她接待主耶稣的时候，她真是在热心服侍主。
When she received the Lord, she was fervently serving him.
她巴不得主在这个家能够让她接待的好，让主耶稣欢喜快乐。
She wanted to receive him warmly and that he would be able to enjoy their home.
所以她在忙进忙出的时候,
so as she was busy coming and going,
她心里就忙乱起来了。
Her heart became
一忙乱,
bothered. And she became upset.
为什么她会这样子的? 因为她里面没有安息。
So why was she like this? Because she didn't have peace within. We know that Martha truly had a heart. And she's willing to sacrifice to do all these things. But she didn't understand the Lord's will. Why did Mary sit at the feet of the Lord listening to him speak? We know that when the Lord preaching on the
犹太人听不进主耶稣的话,
the Jews couldn't receive
his word.
They rejected him.
他们不愿接受他,
they couldn't receive his message.
他们没办法接受主耶稣所讲的话,
and they couldn't receive the words that he
但是,
spoke.
在这里有一个人,
but here there's one person. And she was quietly sitting at the feet of the Lord. Here was one person who understood his will. Here was one person who was willing to listen to what the Lord was saying. And so Mary here was willing to learn from the Lord. And she was willing to understand the Lord's will. So she quietly sat at the feet of the Lord. This tells us one thing. After we are saved, when we want to continue in our spiritual journey, there's one thing that is necessary. It's not being busy outwardly, but it is willing to sit at the feet of the Lord listening to his word.
明白主到底来到地上,
to understand why the Lord came down to the earth. What is the Lord's purpose for me?
我相信玛利亚一定是常常坐在主耶稣脚前听他讲道的人。
I feel that Mary was someone who would often sit at the feet of
the
Lord. So she was the most understanding of the Lord's will. So before the Lord Jesus was to go to the cross, is also banquet? Oh, yeah, before the feast.
玛利亚把一瓶极贵香膏抹在主的脚上。
Mary anointed the Lord's feet with a bottle of expensive perfume.
为什么她把极贵香膏抹在主的脚上呢？
Why did she anoint his feet with this expensive perfume?
主耶稣在那里就对那些门徒说，他是为我安葬之日用预备的。
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, she's preparing me for burial. And the Lord praised Mary for
her.
Why did Mary anoint the Lord's feet? Because she often sat at the feet of the Lord. She understood that when the Lord was walking in this world with his feet, and she knew that he was walking on this earth for Maria herself.
有一天他要为我死,
that one day he would die on the cross. So she was the one who most understood the Lord's
purpose.
Because she often sat at the Lord's feet listening to him speak.
So, 弟兄姊妹,
so when we come to serve, we should be like Mary and sit at the Lord's
feet.
So we understand what he really wants us to do.
我们看见以色列百姓他们来到西乃山的时候,
we know that when Israel went to the Mount Sinai,
生命记33章那里有一句话告诉我们,
Deuteronomy 33 tells us,
他说, 百姓坐在他脚下, 领受他的言语,
and they sat at his feet to receive his word. And they sat at his feet to receive his law. They had to understand what the will of the Lord was
first.
And then, according to his will, they served him.
原来神的旨意就是要人为他造一个会幕在人的中间。
He wanted to build a tabernacle among men.
他要与神与人同住。
He wanted to dwell among men.
这是神一个最高永远的旨意。
This is one of the Lord's highest eternal
purposes.
Through service to dwell among men.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么是服事？
Brothers and sisters, what is our service?
就是借着我们一些服事把神带到人当中。
It is through our service to bring God among men.
让人认识神, 让人都经历神。
To let all men experience and know.
这也是祭司的一个服事。
This is also the service of a priest.
祭司借着服事把神带到以色列百姓的当中。
A priest through his service would bring God among
them. 所以服事不单单只是忙于外面许多事物而已。
So service isn't all these outward things.
而是先坐在他脚前听他讲道。
But to first sit at the Lord's feet and listen to his word.
所以主耶稣在那里得着有一个人实在能够明白他心里的人。
So in Mary he found someone who was willing to learn of his will.
所以他才在对马大说有一件事情是不可少的。
So this is why he said to Martha, this is one thing that is necessary.
好像许多事情你可以少做一点没关系。
For all these other things, you can do a little bit less.
但是若是这件事情少了以后呢,
but if you lack this one thing, everything else loses its meaning.
这是个上好的部分。
This is the good part.
玛利亚已经选择了, 没有人可以夺去了。
And Mary has already chosen it. No one else can take it away.
我们感谢神, 马大实在是一个爱主的一个姊妹。
We truly thank the Lord that Martha is someone who truly loved the Lord.
这个服事的心实在极其宝贵的。
And this heart that is willing to serve is truly very precious. But even more precious is Martha herself. She was willing to receive the Lord's correction. After the Lord said this to her, in John chapter
12,
when Jesus once again came to Bethany. There was another feast prepared there.
We
see that Martha has already changed. There was one simple phrase.
Martha伺候. Chapter 12.
It says Martha was serving. It doesn't say that Martha was busy. She served before the Lord. And she waited upon the Lord.
我们看见马大改变了。
I see that Martha had changed.
所以弟兄姊妹,有一个服侍的心是非常宝贵的。
So brothers and sisters, having a heart to serve is very precious. But being willing to receive the Lord's correction is even more important. Unfortunately, today, a lot of people are willing to serve. But when they serve, they can't receive people's criticism, and they seem to be wounded. Let alone receiving people's corrections. We see Martha is different. She was fervently willing to serve the Lord. But even more precious is that she was willing to receive the Lord's corrections. She understood that the way she served the Lord before was not the way the Lord wanted her before. The Lord wanted the person who was serving him to be quiet and willing to wait next to him. So they wanted to know that the Lord was the Lord. In Luke chapter 10, we saw that Martha felt that she was
the Lord.
And that the Lord Jesus wasn't Lord over the household. That's why she was willing. She wanted to go to the Lord and say, tell my sister Mary to help me. But after this experience, she knew that Jesus was the Lord. Not that she can ask the Lord, can you do this for me? But she sat quietly next to the Lord to receive the Lord's instructions. We thank the Lord that this is the way that we should serve
Him.
So after we're certain that we are saved, the next step is to sit at the feet of the Lord. So that we can receive His instruction in His word. To understand His will. That through His will we would be able to serve Him. So when we serve Him this way, then we would have peace within. Then we would not have any complaints when we serve. So we see that this is one thing that is necessary. And Mary has already chosen it. And we hope that this is something that we all choose as well. So continuing on, we see that there's another one thing. In Psalm 27, what David said.
大卫说,有一件事情我曾求耶和华,我仍要寻求。
There's one thing I've asked from the Lord that I shall seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
瞻仰他荣美,在他殿里求问。
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple.
什么是殿呢?
What is the Lord's temple?
殿啊,是神的居所,是神同在的一个地方。
It is the dwelling place of the Lord where His presence is.
当时大卫时代还没有殿。
In David's time, there wasn't a temple yet.
所以大卫说,我来到住在耶和华殿中是什么意思?
So what is it? Mean when David says, I would dwell in the temple of the Lord. He would enter into the presence of the Lord. He would live his life entirely in the presence of the Lord. This is something that David desired. It's something that he sought his entire life. He wanted to spend his entire life in the temple of the Lord. He wanted to live his entire life in the presence of the Lord. What does it mean to live in the presence of the Lord? It means to draw near to the Lord. To desire and love the Lord Himself. If someone was to love the Lord, then they would be willing to draw near to Him. They would be happy to draw near to the Lord. Because the book of James says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
And
then we can enjoy the presence of the Lord. So what is this one thing in our heart, in our lives that should be
above all of us?
But it should be that our lives are filled with the presence of the Lord. We thank the Lord that He is willing to draw near to us. But are we willing to draw near to the Lord?
从一面来说, 的确神是无所不在, 随时随地都与我们同在。
Of course, the Lord is omnipresent, that wherever we are, He's there with us.
但是我们是不是能经到神的同在?
But can we truly experience His presence?
必须我们主动的我们来亲近他。
The Lord draws us to come near to Him.
因为当我们亲近神的时候, 神必要亲近我们。
Because as we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
好像反过来说, 若是我们不亲近神的时候, 神就没办法与我们亲近。
If we take the opposite stand, if we refuse to draw near to Him, then He can't draw near to us.
所以弟兄姊妹在我们生活里面, 实在不能没有神的同在。
Brothers and sisters, we can't live without the Lord's presence.
弟兄姊妹, 若是没有神的同在, 我们看见今天我们生活实在是许多的不安定。
If we don't have the Lord's presence, then we have a lot of uncertainties in our lives.
许多不安全,
a lot of insecurity.
因为在这个动乱的世界里面, 没有一件事情让我们能够安定下来的。
Because in this troubled world, there's nothing that can calm us.
只有在神的同在里面, 我们才有真正的平安, 我们里面才有真正的安息。
It's only in the presence of the Lord will we truly have peace.
我想大卫他是做一个君王的人,
we know that David was a warrior.
他许多事务要管,
he had a lot of things to take care of.
我们知道大卫早期也是受了许多的苦难。
We know that David suffered many difficulties.
许多仇敌要攻击他。
He had many enemies that would attack him.
大卫若是不是常常活在神的同在里面, 他怎么来破烂每天的生活呢?
If he didn't have the presence of the Lord with him, how could he live his life?
可能他在许多苦难当中, 他心惊肉跳, 他没有安息。
If he didn't have the Lord's presence, he wouldn't have peace.
常常有危险的感觉。
He would be paranoid and always having the
sense of danger.
Because his enemies are always trying to find a way to attack him. So David knew this one thing.
他曾经求过,
that he had asked
他还要再求,
before,
继续再求,
and he continues to seek.
就从一生一世能够住在耶和华殿中, 一直在神的同在里面的过生活。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, all the days of my life.
在这里亲近神,
here he would draw near to
亲近神是为了什么?
The Lord. He drew near to the Lord behold the beauty of the Lord. So as he drew near to the Lord, the Holy Spirit would open up his eyes that he would understand the Lord more and more, that he would see the beauty of the Lord. To see the warmth and beauty of the Lord. His preciousness and His
看见这位神, 他的宝贵, 他的价值,
see the price of the Lord.
他就愿意更多地亲近他, 与他有交通,
to draw near to Him and to fellowship
他要认,
with Him.
更多认识这位神,
he wants to know more of the Lord.
更多地明白这位神的心意,
to understand more of His will.
弟兄姊妹, 在神的殿中啊, 瞻仰他荣美,
to behold the beauty of the Lord in His temple.
我们诗歌 302首, 作诗的人实在讲得非常好。
Our hymn 302, our hymn writer writes very clearly.
那一首诗一开头告诉我说, 你的灵岂会与他会过?
Is not thine a captured heart?
你的心曾否被他躲过?
Is not thine a captured heart?
是我认他为万人中的第一人。
As the fairest of thousands own him.
欢喜拣选那上好的福分。
Joyful choose the better part.
在第三节他又告诉我们,
verse 3 it also says,
是什么会使地上偶像失去他美丽的模样?
What has stripped the seeming beauty from the idols of the earth?
并不是灰心, 并不是失败, 后人的劝勉,
not a sense of right or duty, but the sight of peerless worth.
乃是无价之宝的一显现,
the sight of peerless worth.
当一个无价之宝显在我们心灵当中的时候,
when we see something that is so precious,
自然而然地上许多偶像, 它就失去它美丽的模样。
So all these idols of the world lose their seeming beauty.
地上许多镀上金的世界许多事物就失去它的美丽。
all these other things in the world lose their attraction. Because there he saw the beauty of the Lord.
And
he was drawn by the Lord. Until he only desired the Lord in his heart. Only the Lord would be something that he sought.
大卫的心愿,
this is the experience of David.
大卫不仅在瞻仰他荣美,
not only is he there beholding the beauty of the Lord,
他在他殿中来求问他,
he's also meditating in his temple
来寻求神的旨意,
to seek the Lord's will.
为什么大卫被称为一个合神心意的人呢?
Why was David known as a man after God's own heart?
不是因为他不会失败, 不会犯罪,
not because he wouldn't fail or sin.
甚至他所犯的罪比许多人更严重。
In fact, his sins were could be considered to be more serious than most people. But David was still known as a man after God's own heart. He came often before the Lord to seek his will. He's willing to understand the Lord's will. And he tried to live his life according to the Lord's will. This is something within David's heart. So, brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord, we should have this one thing in our heart. That we'd be willing to enter into His temple before His presence. Not only to enjoy His presence, not only to behold His beauty, but to understand His will.
明白他在我们这些蒙恩的人身上有何等高的一个旨意。
To understand how high is his purpose for those of us who are saved.
并且我们也愿意来遵循他的旨意而行。
So we should seek his purpose and live our lives according to it.
大卫心中的一件事情。
This is something, this is the one thing in David's heart.
我想也是应该我们每一个人心中的一件事情。
This should be the one thing in all of our hearts as well.
那我们继续往前看。
So let's continue to see what one thing in Paul's heart is.
保罗再来告诉我们,
Paul tells us,
他说, 弟兄们, 我不是以为自己已经得着了,
Brethren, it's not that I've already taken hold of it, but there's one thing I do. In Paul's heart, there is only one thing as well. It's not that Paul didn't care about all these other things. He knew that in his following after the Lord, there is one thing that is most important. As he was walking forward in his spiritual journey, there was one thing that was more important. That is forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I pressed on toward the goal of the prize.
保罗说,
so Paul here says that he hasn't taken hold of it yet, so he's still chasing after it. He knows that he's not complete yet. He says he hasn't laid hold of it yet. What hasn't he taken hold of
yet?
What Paul already has is the Lord himself. He says, I leave everything behind to take hold of the Lord Jesus. He wants to take hold of the Lord Jesus. But it seems like he has not yet laid hold of it. He knows the Lord, but it seems like he also doesn't know the Lord.
He
says, I want to know his resurrection and his death. He hasn't completely laid hold of
it.
So he's diligently seeking and chasing.
但是因为基督太丰富了，太丰满了。
Because the Lord Jesus is too full.
所以他才需要一直往前奔跑。
That's why he needs to continue running
forward. 但是当他奔跑的时候，他说有一件事情。
As he's chasing after the Lord, he says there's one thing.
就是要忘记背后。
Forgetting what lies behind.
忘记背后，不仅忘记从前在世界上那些许多好处。
Not only forgetting all the good things in the world.
就像以色列百姓他们在旷野行走的时候,
like the Israelites when they were wandering in the wilderness,
他们从来没有忘记埃及的一切好处,
they never forgot some of the good things.
他们常常想起埃及的一些好处, 若有若可吃, 有一可吃,
they never forgot that in Egypt there was meat to eat.
结果他们就倒闭在旷野,
And so they died in the wilderness. They could not walk the spiritual path. Paul forgot all of these things.
还忘记，不管过去是失败是得胜。Forgetting
all of his past failures or victories.
他不要去注意这些经历。He
doesn't pay attention to these experiences. 因为当人常注意这些事情的时候，也是常常让我们灰心。 Because if we pay attention to these things, it causes us to.
当人看自己的属灵情形的时候，让我们就不能走前面的道路。
If we pay too much attention to our own spiritual conditions, we can't continue to walk forward. So these things he also forgets. He only has one goal and he runs towards it. For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. When Paul is running, there's one goal. And this is the same goal that God calls all
things
is that which the Lord Jesus is willing to give to all of us. So what we chase after is the Lord himself. So what we receive is also the Lord himself. And so the Lord is encouraging us to walk
in
that
path.
And he promises us that if we reach the end, he has his prize.
这是神呼召我们的目的,
this is the purpose for which
若是我们没有得到这个奖赏的话, 好像神的目的, 神呼召的目的, 好像也落了空,
if we didn't have this goal, it seems that the purpose is missing.
所以我们看见保罗蒙恩得救以后, 他就决意也在那快跑。
So Paul, when he sees the goal, runs quickly after it.
他就是要得到这个奖赏。
He wants to receive his prize.
他怎么样能够得这个奖赏呢?
How did he receive his prize?
在哥林多前书第九章那里告诉我们,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 it says,
他是攻克己身叫身服我。
Do you wait. Run in such a way that you may win? He disciplines his body.
因为他在那里要胜过他自己肉体。
Because he wants to overcome his own flesh. He also wants to overcome all the temptations of the world. So he can run this path. We thank the Lord that one day Paul finished his race. In 2 Timothy, he says, I have finished the course. And there is a crown of righteousness for him. Which the Lord the righteous judge will award me on that day. And not only to Paul himself, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
所以我们看见保罗在那里奔跑的时候，一件事情，那是忘记背后。
So we see here that the one thing in Paul's heart is forgetting what lies behind.
所以我们当一年新开始的时候，
So when his new year first begins,
不管过去一年我们是怎样过，我们怎样属灵生活。
This past year, no matter what our spiritual life was like,
也许我们有许多失败，有许多软弱。
Though maybe we had a lot of failures or weaknesses,
我们也是把它忘记掉。
We'll forget them.
我们面对主给我们新的年日。
We'll face the new year that we're facing. We'll face forward.
我们向着标杆,
we press on towards the goal.
我们只要一直往前走,
as long as we continue to walk forward.
我们只要一直往前奔跑,
as we continue running forward.
我们在新的年日里面, 我们就可以跑得比较好一点。
In this new year, we'll run better.
我们感谢神, 有一件事情我们要忘记背后。
We thank the Lord that there's this one thing that we would forget what lies behind.
让我们能够向着标杆直跑,
that we'd be able to run towards the goal.
最后我们来到另外一件事情,
and finally come to the last one thing. I think that this one thing is also very important. This is what Peter tells us in his letter. But do not let this one fact escape your notice. It's about the Lord's eventual return. He says that in the last days, many mockers will come. With their mocking, following after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. Especially today, after 2,000 years has already passed. Where is the promise of the Lord's return? Peter tells us,
他说, 亲爱弟兄啊, 一件,
do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. That the Lord sees one day as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. What the Lord promised, He will accomplish. Some people would say that He's slow. But it's not actually Him being slow. But He's being patient. Why is the Lord being patient towards us? Because He does not wish for anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance. This is what these words were spoken to those who already believed. Why didn't the Lord fulfill His promise? Because He's patient
with us.
He's giving us opportunity. He isn't willing to come quickly. Because when He arrives, judgment will begin from the house of the Lord. Not only will He judge this wicked generation, He would also judge His children. To see how they lived and worked in the world. Thank the Lord that He didn't come early. It is as if He was being slow. But He's not being slow. He's being patient with us. And giving us more time to properly walk the spiritual path. And to that day when the door of salvation is closed,
that is too late.
And when that day comes, a lot of people will be tossed out into the darkness with weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is what our brother Ko shared last
night.
When the Lord returns, He will judge the faithful and the unfaithful. Because when the Lord returns, all these things will be burned by fire. We thank the Lord that He has let us remain on this earth. And He's given us a new year. It is not for us to enjoy what the people on earth enjoy, but to enjoy more of the Lord's grace. To enjoy more of His life. To enjoy His leading. It is not that He's delaying. He's coming soon. And He may come at any moment. As the Lord still provides us with
time,
it is because of His mercy. He's patient. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but He wants all men to
perish.
So that all of those who are saved will be able to joyfully
meet our Lord.
So Peter says, beloved,
we should
not forget this fact. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by Him in peace, spotless and blameless. We can be found by Him in peace. So if we have this hope to live, should be spotless and blameless.
我们就要分别为圣，我们在地上的生活。
We should consecrate our lives.
我们不要照这个世界的风俗习惯这么过生活。
We shouldn't live our lives according to the custom of the world.
我们是属神的儿女。
We belong to the Lord.
我们是生活在荣耀盼望当中。
So we should live in this glory.
我们不再是消耗在无指望当中的一般人。
We aren't those who are lost in despair.
因为我们已经蒙恩得救了。
Because we are already.
我们有荣耀盼望，就是主的再来。
We have this glorious hope, which is the return of our Lord.
到他来那一天。
For when that day when he returns,
他要把我们这些蒙恩的人一同带到荣耀里面。
He will lead all of us into glory.
享受永世一切丰富荣耀。
Enjoy all of his fullness and glory.
这是主呼召我们的一个目的。
This is the purpose with which he has called us.
望求神是恩待我们。
We ask the Lord to be gracious to us.
主的话常常在我们里面来激励我们。
That his word would often be within us.
让我们今天在许多忙碌的生活当中。
So that even though you may be extremely busy.
只有一件事情。
There's only one thing.
这件事情在我们里面支配我们地上所有的生活。
And that this one thing would control how we live in this world.
这件事情影响到我们今天在地上怎样来做许多事情。
And this one thing would influence how we work.
即使那些事情是我们该尽的本分，是我们该做的事情。
And these are all things that we should be doing.
但是我们怎么样来面对那许多事情呢？
So how do we face these things?
那是根据我们里面那一件事情。
Is according to this one thing that is within our hearts.
也是唯一的一件事情。
And it is also this one thing.
除你以外，在天上我还有谁？
Whom have I in heaven but you?
除你以外，在地上我也没有什么可爱慕的。
And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
主是我们地上唯一的爱慕。
The Lord is all that we desire.
是我们唯一的追求。
It's the only thing that we chase after.
我们真是能忘记背后我们面前。
That we would be able to truly forget what lies behind and press on towards the goal.
向着标杆直跑。
Pressing on towards the goal.
好像我们到那一天的时候得到神在基督里面呼召我们所要得的奖赏。
So on that day we would receive the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
叫神的旨意能够最终成全在我们身上。
That His purpose may be fulfilled within our lives.
讲到这里。
Conclude by sharing. Would our brother please conclude in prayer? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主实在是你的恩典，莫大的恩典怜悯我们。
Lord, truly it is by your great grace and your mercy upon us.
在我们还有的年日里头，还在地上的日子里头。
That during these days while we are still here on earth, may you truly open our inner eyes,
夺我们的心,
enlarge our hearts,
好让我们更多能够爱慕你,
so that we can love you more and desire you more.
这是让我们在新的年日开始的时候，我们说主，我们这是要忘记背后。
So that in the beginning of this new year, we may truly say, Lord, we want to forget what lies behind.
努力面前,
and press forward onto what lies ahead.
向着标杆直跑,
to pursue and run after you.
就是要得着主你的自己,
to obtain you alone. To receive your full life.
我们谢谢主恩待我们,
Lord, we thank you for being gracious to us.
祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray all these things in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们有些简单的报告。
We have a few simple announcements.
弟兄姊妹手上有周报。
Brothers and sisters who have the bulletins.
今天饭后我们只有一件事。
Today after lunch, there's only one thing.
就是福音的祷告聚会。
There's a gospel prayer meeting.
盼望弟兄姊妹都能够留下来参加祷告。
We hope that everyone can stay to attend this prayer meeting.
有一件事我自己到这么多年了还记得。
There's one thing that after so many years I still remember.
我们以前有一个老姊妹。